Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, The Offerings of the Lord. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
So we studied here, we began talking some weeks ago about the offerings of the Lord. And we've gone through a number of things. We talked about the very first offerings in Genesis that we looked at, which actually was a first fruit. And we saw that, you know, God accepts some offerings and some He does not. We talked about precious seed. We talked about the free will offering. We talked about tithes. We talked about first fruits. We talked about honoring the Lord with your substance. Remember, He said, honor the Lord. One translation said, with your capital, with your sufficiency. And so shall your barns be filled to overflowing, and plenty, and your presses will burst out with new wine. How many like full storage places and new stuff? Well, what's the first part of it? Honor the Lord, not just with your words, with your what? With your stuff, with your substance, and the first fruits of all your increase. Now let's get into a different category of offering today. Would you turn, please, to the 6th chapter of Matthew? And if you didn't bring a Bible with you today, if you'd hold up your hand, our ushers are there in the aisle with Bibles, use one of ours. Maybe you got two or three at home, but you didn't bring one. Hold up your hand. Use one of ours. Turn and find. We're going to Matthew 6 right now. Take the effort. Take the time to turn and look at it. Let your eyes rest on it. Remind yourself, this is not just what Brother Keith said. This is what the Lord said. And it'll get in you better that way. Matthew 6. I'm excited about this morning. You know, the cook gets to taste the cooking before the meal. A lot of times, that's why these cooks are not hungry either. They go, oh, no, I'm not hungry. Well, they've been tasting the whole last 3 hours. Yeah, I know. Matthew 6. In Matthew, the 6th chapter and the first verse, who's talking here? Jesus, the Master. He said, take heed. Now, when the Lord says, take heed, what should you do? How would we say that today? We'd probably say, watch out. Right? Watch out. Watch that you do not your alms before men to be seen of them. Otherwise, you have what? Not much reward? No. How much? No reward of your Father which is in heaven. Take heed that you don't do this. That you don't do your alms, A-L-M-S, before men to be seen of them. Otherwise, you have no reward from God our Father. So let's talk today about alms offerings, alms giving. I know from some small experience, this is a misunderstood area. Sometimes people, you know, as we've gone through, we've seen there are numerous different kinds of offerings. But a lot of people just lumped them all together. As you see, this is the kind of offering that the Bible said, don't let one hand know what the other one's doing. Right? In fact, let's just read it while we're here. Let's just keep reading it. Verse 2. He said, therefore, when you do your alms, when you do what? Alms. Do not sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily, I say to you, they have their reward. What does that mean, they have their reward? People seeing them, and whatever that was worth, is it. That's all they're getting out of this deal. The synagogue was the what's comparable to the church today. And so these guys would sound a trumpet in the church. Do-do-do-do! What? What's happening? So-and-so's about to give to the poor. Is that right? to make sure that they had everybody's attention and that they knew what they were doing and I guess how much and who it was going to. What did the Lord say? Don't do that. He said, take heed that you don't do that. Watch. Well, now, anytime the Lord says something like that, don't assume that you know that you're not doing that in any degree. Do what he said. Don't just say, oh, no, I'm not doing that. I'd never do that. Then you're not taking heed. You assume you don't need to take heed because you got it under so much control. Now, if the Lord says take heed, what do? You should take account and examine yourself and ask yourself, not just one day, but next week and next month, am I doing this? Are you doing what? Am I doing something for somebody else to notice me? Or am I doing it because I want somebody to know? Because the Lord said, take heed that you don't do that. Because if you do, you'll lose all your spiritual and eternal reward for that particular thing. The only benefit you'll get out of it is whatever satisfaction somebody knowing about it and if they said anything. Well, that ain't much. And people can say something and not even mean it. They can go, oh, that's nice. And they're just making conversation. They could care less. So is it that important that people know what you do for somebody who's needy? I'm going to go over that real slow again. Is it important that other people know what you do or what you've done for somebody who's in need? No. It's important that you don't do it to be noticed at all. Right? Now keep reading. He said, verse 3, but when you do alms, does the Lord expect that we'll be doing them? Yes. Obviously he does. When you do alms, let not your left hand know what your right hand does. Now that's a figure of speech. What does that mean? You do it very discreetly. Right? You do it very privately, very discreetly, that your alms may be in secret. Of course, you're going to know about it, and the person who receives something is going to know about it, but who else needs to know? Nobody else needs to know about that. And your Father, which sees in secret himself, shall reward you openly. You're going to get blessing on your life from this that other people can see. People who didn't see what you did in private. Oh, there's a lot of revelation right here. Even the way this is worded, the Lord himself. The Lord doesn't throw words around like this. In fact, just hold your place here and go over to Proverbs real quickly. Proverbs 19th chapter. And if you got a ribbon or something, mark Proverbs and mark this place so we can go back and forth. Because we're going to look at some other places in Proverbs. Proverbs 19. Oh, thank you, Lord. Are you there? Proverbs 19 and verse 17. Proverbs 19:17. He that has pity upon the poor does what? Lends to the Lord. How many other places in the word have you heard where it said you loan the Lord something? Not much. And that which he has given, will he pay him again? Now, do you see something here? Because in Matthew, what did he say? Your alms, which are given in secret, your Father, which sees in secret, himself shall reward you openly. This is strong language. Let me read another translation of this. The New Living says, if you help the poor, you are lending to the Lord. and he will repay you. Who? He takes it personally, like you loaned him something personally. How many believe the Lord is good for whatever he says he's going to repay? Whew. The Bible said, when you give to the poor, when you help the poor, you are loaning that to the Lord. The Lord takes it as a personal loan to the Almighty. And he says, I will pay it back. Now, how many know when the Lord pays it back, it won't just be nickel for nickel, right? I mean, when the Lord pays it back, you're going to know it. And he said, other people didn't know what you did in secret, but when I pay it back, people are going to see it. Amen. I'm going to do that openly. Yes. Now, this is something we should keep in mind, because you'll see sometimes people that just get blessed, and other people don't know why. And they'll think, that don't seem fair to me. How come they got so much? And here more's coming on them, and these people don't have it. Well, you don't know. I don't know everything you sow. You don't know everything I sow. So how could we judge each other's harvest when we don't know what each other sowed? That's when we're told to just not judge each other anyway. Right? And if you get more and more and more, I ought to be just happy for you. Right? And just understand and assume, if God's pouring out blessing on you, he knows what he's doing. Right? And if he's doing things for you that he hadn't been doing for somebody else, he's got a good reason why. He's righteous. He's fair. He's just. Well, here is an area where you will qualify for blessings and increase, and God take a personal interest in your public prosperity. When you have an interest in helping people in need. Now, when we say alms, the word alm, let me give you some definitions here, because sometimes we don't use these words so much in modern usage. But when you say alms in the New Testament, it literally means compassionateness. I'm reading from the original word dictionaries. Compassionateness. And one says in particular, as exercised towards the poor.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Alms, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1102I. That's R1102I, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.